Good morning, everyone. It is almost 7. I'm standing outside and I'm having a cup of tea and a cigarette. Little Erin's just been up and had her breakfast. So this is all good and she is happy. So I'm really doing this because, to explain, quite a silly event that happened last night. But I will get to that in a minute when I get indoors. The other thing I said on Twitter last night, it's about this Braille Touch and whether people would use it. And my reason for asking that was because, first off, I heard about it and I sort of thought, you know, that could be pretty retarded, just because I'm used to using my phone how, you know, a sighted person would use it, really. But then I got to thinking about it and thinking, well, you know, if I got my speed back, that would be awesome. And grade 1 Braille for the minute, I think. But if it were to actually work, obviously, it would be good times. Not only that, but there's no equipment you got to carry about with you. So, we'll see. It's coming out in the next few weeks, apparently, for both iOS and Android, for those who don't know. It's basically, you can type into your phone in Braille. As simple as that, in grade 1. Just by using the screen. And I suppose having 6 cells on the phone will be a lot easier to type with than a full keyboard, possibly, you could argue. And so, let's go back indoors and get to the main crux of the morning's boo, because this is quite mad. So, for those of you who were on Team Talk, and when I start explaining, you'll understand why I came in before I did. Basically, I went outside for a cigarette last night and there was an almighty ruckus upstairs. Now, this isn't anything unusual. The two sisters generally go at it and invariably one of them gets the crap beaten out of them, which I can only assume is the younger one. But they were making such a noise last night, it was ridiculous. First off, one was screaming at the other to get out of her room. She wouldn't and the beating ensued. And it got so raucous that Danielle actually went to the door. And as is the way with them, rather than send one of the adults to the door, no, they send the sister. And basically the sister said, yes, I'll tell her to shut up. I asked her a question and she went mad. Which I know isn't quite true, because I heard her screaming at her and I heard exactly what she said. So the little one carried on bawling for a wee bit. And then it stopped. And about half an hour later, we heard all these people outside. So Danielle being Danielle, she went and hid in the bedroom closest to the front door so she could hear what was going on. And lo and behold, it was the police. And I thought to myself, well, because there's a house next door to theirs. Because like ours, basically this flat is a house that's been split into two. Upstairs, downstairs, and next door is attached. So I thought, oh God, they've called the police. But no, absolutely not. What actually happened was the fact that the sister who'd got the beating must have called the police and said that she was being abused by her family. And to cut a long story short, because we don't know exactly what was said or whatever, but she was taken away. And the reason I know that that's what happened was I heard the police talking to her as she was coming out the door. And basically saying, well, you have to go because she said you were abused by your family. And how many times did this happen? And such. So the thing that really interests me is because originally I thought there was no adults up there. And then obviously I found out that there was when the police turned up. But they do not intervene. They really don't. And like this girl was screaming blue murder. It was absolutely ridiculous. And anyone who's been here like Dale or Matt knows in general how noisy it is upstairs. And that's fairly quiet. And I think sometimes we say that, people think, oh, maybe you're exaggerating a bit. But believe me, if you'd been here last night, you would have known what you'd have heard is generally quiet. So, I don't know. They can take them all away as far as I'm concerned. Because I think the whole thing's a little bit disgraceful. And the parents should really be there. But, however, I wish you all a very good day. And I guess I will go back to bed now. All right, ta-ta.